Gail?
I have to say something. I've been very quiet.
Yeah.
I've been very quiet for months. And if you knew how angry I am and how I used the word incensed the other night, it's a wonder I haven't exploded in the last 4 months. That's how angry I am at the inequity between the town and the school side. I first heard about this in the cemetery department, not from the person that you would think I heard it from, because I know who you think I heard it from. Then I heard it in another town, and this person was telling me about bonus money. I'm going, bonus money? There's no bonuses in government. You know, it's like there's no crying in baseball. So I went back and I looked in the budget, and I came back and said, I can't find it anywhere. And they said to me, you're looking in the wrong budget. Well, of course, I was looking at the town budget, and I couldn't find it anywhere. So now I find out that I hear it someplace else. Then I heard it from a teacher who was very upset. And the reason the teacher was upset is because she said, every time that, because I said to her, I was being very cynical at this point, I do have to admit. I said to her, so what is the problem? Teachers want a part of this action too? And she said, that's not it at all. The problem is, when they give those monies, as she called it bonuses too, I don't know whether she knew there was vacation buyback or they just lumped it all together. I really don't know what these people knew, because I didn't know any of that at this point. When they do that, they make the teachers' jobs that are there harder because they're cutting back teachers. And you've cut back teachers, you've said you've cut back teachers, you've moaned about cutting back teachers. I get emails all the time about, the town has to give the schools more money. Where are we going to get it? I know where you want me to get it. You want me to get it from a trash face. That's the only place you can get it from. Okay. And I'm not going to do it. Now, that's one thing. I'll tell you, Camille, the chances of, if Camille were to bring a vacation or a buyback or merit pay to the Board of Selectmen, I would be extremely surprised if she got 5 votes. Because I know she couldn't get more than 4, because I know there's one sitting here that would not vote for it. I do not think it is an acceptable practice. It is not the acceptable practice in federal government. It is not the acceptable practice in state government. It is not the acceptable practice in the town side of government. And it incensed me, literally, that it was in the school department. When you compare, I understand that you want to keep your top-level employees. Boy, do I understand that. Because we've had a turnover in this town of town engineers. I'm not going to count the fire chief, police chief, and elder services director, because those were retirement people, I think, of town engineers, recreation directors. If the two people behind me ever leave, I am moving. I am telling you, I am moving. Now, I said that, and somebody said, maybe you shouldn't say that in public. They may move just so I will move. But I'm telling you, that will absolutely, my house is on the market the day after they leave. I'm telling you.
Do they get a commission?
You won't get a commission.
They get a commission. But what I'm saying to you is, we have had such a turnover. Technology, engineers, the recreation director, planning, assistant library director, conservation administrator. There is no equity. Some of those we might have kept had we been able to fund them better. One of the things that I know, and most people here do not know, is several years ago, because this is my expertise, right? Several years ago, we had one heck of a time with licensed people at the water treatment plant, because people were paying sign-up bonuses for our employees or any employees to work someplace else. And I said, so what do we do? Do we pay sign-up bonuses too? And we did not. but we muddled through. Now, if you think there's nobody, this sounds ridiculous. Of all of you important people in the town, including the two I said I'd move out of town for, as far as I'm concerned, the most important person in this town is a water treatment plant grade 4 operator. Because without him, you have no water. All right?
Superintendents are cross-certified now.
Yeah, well, good. What grade license do you have?
I like bottled water.
Because but what I'm saying to you is, you can't sit there and say, we would lose them all. You might lose some of them. You might. I'm not talking worthiness at all. And I'm not talking wonderful job at all. That is not my job to judge. That is the school superintendent and the school committee's job. And I am sure if they were not doing a good job, we wouldn't have to worry about paying them merit pay because they would not be here. I mean, I'm sure that's true. It's right. Not my job to judge. I got my own judging jobs. They keep me busy on the outside. I don't need that. But I am incensed that this is the one place it shows up. And I keep hearing about, we need more money for teachers. Get it from the town side. And I'm saying to you, if you need more money for teachers, look towards your budget. The town already pays the health benefits of your teachers and personnel. And I've been sitting in town meeting almost 30 years. I was there when they made that 63-33 agreement. And that was fine. But I don't think that the reason for doing that was to give extra pay, needed, worth it or not, to others. It was to help the school over a hump when they needed the extra money for teachers. That's what it was there for. And that's what I want to see it used. So what I'm saying to you is, if you need money for extra teachers, look towards your budget. Don't look towards the piddly pot on the town. So now that I have said something, maybe I won't explode for the next week.
You mean you didn't?
Am I finished?
No. Did you already explode? I thought you did. Just
that. But I did explode. That was a contained explosion.
That's good.
You know?
That was good.
It's
healthy.
An implosion, we
healthy.
Call it. I don't usually lose control.
Tell me when you're done.
I'm done.
Good.
Gail, I don't want you to lose control. I don't want you to explode. I don't want you to be incensed that we've done something the town hasn't done, and that is retain our administrators. You say, and I quote, we've had such a turnover. We've had such
absolutely.
A hard time. Well, guess what, Gail? We haven't. And it's a decision that we made, and we stand by it. I'd make it 1,000 times 1,000 to retain and not have the kind of turnover that you had on the town side. You say you're incensed, but in the next breath you say it's our choice and our decision.
No, I say
it's not my job to judge. Well, then you know, don't feel incensed, because we've done something that hasn't happened frequently. We've retained our senior administrators. You talk about this vacation buyback and merit pay being something that snuck up on you, that someone had to tell you in the cemetery department. It's in the town contracts, it's in merit pay, bonus, overtime. We explained to you that merit pay, as piddly as it is, $1,500, $1,000, $2,000, that's not piddly, but compared to overtime that the comparable townside employees run, $15,000, $12,000. It is a decimal point movement. And Carl's absolutely right. We're just calling it two different things. We're calling it merit pay, and you heard the superintendent describe what it comes from. It comes from extra work, extra time, 100 extra hours. All those things that we're not allowed to give overtime for.
And neither is the town, is what I said.
Yeah, the town does.
No.
The town does. Gail, can I just Kathy, can I just finish what I'm trying
I'm
to say?
Sorry.
And be afforded the respect that I afforded Blackman? We never said if we didn't give vacation buyback, we'd lose them all. You attributed that to us. We didn't say that. You know, you're and I'm glad you vented. Now you won't explode, and it's healthier for you. But we, it's a management style decision. Which management is more style is more successful? That's not for me to judge. But for the school side, I'll tell you which one is the only one that can succeed and has succeeded. And it's the one that we have employed to retain our employees. Now, you talk about highly compensated people. Maybe you're ignoring this list of the 30 highest paid employees in the town.
16 of those on Light Company, Bill. That's not a fair list.
11 are town employees. Yes. Three are school side employees. You're incensed? It makes no sense. And I'll finish by saying this. Back in September of 1995, Matt Cummings, who sits on the Board of Selectmen with you and with Camille, participated in a discussion which led to a consensus, including Matt, as part of the consensus, to give merit pay and specific merit increases. This is nothing new. It's not something that should sneak up on anyone in the cemetery department or from the cemetery. It's nothing new. It's been done and done and done again, and you're right, and Carl is right, and this board is right. It's something that the school committee has done made as a policy decision to retain administrators. Yes, there have been teachers laid off, and that's dreadful. We haven't. You say we've reached out to the town side of the 2/3. I didn't do that, and I haven't seen that done, and I've never heard discussion of that on the school committee. We make do with what we have, with what our taxpayers give us, and I think we do a darn fair good job as a system at doing that. And I'm proud and pleased that we do what we do with our administrators to retain them. And I'm just as proud and pleased that we're able to do the same with our teachers, because that's the backbone of our system.